Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my star of the silver screen friend, Frank. How are you today?
I am doing wonderfully, my friend. How are you?
I am also doing wonderfully. This is our first episode together of the new year because last episode, your charming, charming sister was on to talk The Wizard of Oz, and I was not here with you. So happy new year to you.
Happy new year, my friend. How are you doing? And how's your new year going?
My new year is going very well indeed. 2018 is going to be a good year, doing some stuff that I may or may not talk about on the show. Probably won't. Because that's not what we're here for, Frank. It's not about our personal lives. That's what Beer with Personal Lives is about.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Personalized with geeks.
Doesn't have a good ring to it.
No, though. It doesn't. No, what are you drinking? That might have a good ring to it.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I am drinking a Sam Winter Lager because it's chilly here in New England and it's warming me up. What about you?
Well, I am going to talk about my personal life for just a second because it does relate to the beer. I moved to a new house, a new town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I bring it up only
if you're going to share your personal news. I feel like an ass not sharing mine.
It's fine. Yay. Personal life is personal life, unless you want to. But I'll say this. I moved to a new town, and in this new town, we have a bar that has a mug club. At a mug club, what's involved is we have to drink all 71 beers on their tap and bottles list within 3 months.
Yes, I.
Right?
I have participated in such a thing before.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you do all 71, you get a mug engraved with a quote of your choice, and you get half price beers or whatever it is. My wife and I are endeavoring to do the mug club. I'm already 8 beers into my 71. And
very good.
A beer that I had tonight and I'm continuing to drink tonight is the Wells Banana Bread beer, which is delicious. Tastes like bananas. Tastes like banana bread. It's great. I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a good novelty beer, it's delicious. It's great. I highly recommend it. So check it out.
That sounds awesome. And I have a question. The quote on your mug, is it going to say something along the lines of, but it is my name because I cannot have another one in my life?
I was thinking more of a Ron Swanson quote, like clear alcohol is for rich women on diets. But,
that's great. You should definitely go with that one.
That's what I had in mind. But
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, Frank, I gave you a homework assignment.
You did. You gave me a directive.
Gave you a mission directive. It was to cast a Justice League film, or I guess a DC film, with anybody that you wanted from time immemorial, but really people from the movies, anytime from the 1900s all the way to 2018, anybody that you could think of that would play those parts well, and then what that movie would look like. And I have done this for myself as well in a segment I like to call Movies That Will Never Exist. All right. So would you like to go first, or do you want me to go first? Who talks first? You talk first. I talk first.
I have a feeling yours will be, since it was your concept, I feel like yours will probably be more cinematic, more well thought out. I want to leave you plenty of time to talk it out, explain it. Mine, I feel less confident about, so I'll kind of get mine out of the way, and then let's talk about your cinematic sweeping masterpiece. Does that sound good?
Sure. Sounds good. Sounds right. good. Yeah.
So mine, I'm going to start from in reverse order of my list here. So I used the Bruce Timm Justice League as a template for who my characters would be.
Okay.
And I worked off of that. So I started with Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
Played by, and I'm going to be honest, mine are not from sort of all over cinema history. They're a little more recent. Those are the people
that's
that came
fine,
to mind.
Most of mine are not recent.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that's actually a good blend.
So that's a good blend. Well, we'll kind of cover both ends that way. So mine are slightly more recent. So Martian Manhunter played by a young James Earl Jones.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right? Baby. All right.
All right. Yep. All right.
Feeling it.
So John
Feeling
Jones
it.
Played by James Earl Jones. I want Wally West. Played by Donald Glover.
Oh, my God. I'm loving this movie already.
All right. All right. Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Green Lantern John Stewart, played by Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, nice. Makes me sad.
Sad, but like, come on. He's a Marine, right? Like, he's got that Marine energy to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That episode was at John Stewart, United States Marine Corps. Like, you can hear Michael Clark Duncan saying that with some chutzpah.
Totally.
Hawk Girl, played by Jamie Alexander.
Oh, Sif.
Lady Sif. Right?
Thor, she would be good.
Totally has that energy about her. I could totally see that.
Yeah, totally.
Wonder Woman, Charlize Theron.
Whoa. Hello. Yep.
Tell me I'm wrong, though.
Mad Max, Charlize Theron.
Exactly. Yeah. Furiosa.
Yep,
that's the energy.
I totally got you. Mm-hmm.
That's the persona I'm looking for. Is the Furiosa.
Yep.
All right, this one.
This is the second time today I've talked about that movie. That's so weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So weird. Anyway,
this next one's a controversial one. All right, I'll admit.
Oh, good. Okay.
Batman.
Yep.
Played by George Clooney.
Nope. I love it. I love it. I've said it for years. Given a good script,
give
George
him a
Clooney
chance.
Would have been an awesome Batman.
Right?
He would have been great. He would have been great.
Oh, I'm glad you agree. I'm really glad you agree.
I totally. It's not that movie's not his fault. He can say it's his fault all he wants. The script.
It's not.
Is that movie's fault?
Yes.
He could have been a great Batman and a great Bruce Wayne. He even was kind of a good Bruce Wayne in that movie.
It's not too late. It's not too late for them to decide to do The Dark Knight Returns with George Clooney. I'm just saying, it's not too late. Not too late.
Yep. It's never too late for now, Frank.
Never too late for now. Never stop not stopping. And then finally, I thought about this for a while, and this is an obvious choice, but I decided to go with it. For Superman, I really want to see Tom Welling in a movie.
Okay. All right. I'll give that to you. It almost feels like an obvious choice.
It is an obvious choice. It's like a dealer's choice kind of favoritism thing. So all of this, all of these actors, again, Tom Welling, George Clooney, Charlize Theron, Jamie Alexander, Michael Clark Duncan, Donald Glover, and James Earl Jones, in the series finale of Justice League Unlimited, in that storyline, as a movie.
So the series
discuss
talk about Darkseid invading Earth, and Superman's like, I live in a world of cardboard. Let me show you what it's like when I unleash, and he punches Darkseid through like 12 buildings. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about. And as Darkseid, I would like to submit the name of Dwayne Johnson.
Whoa, that's the controversial choice.
Okay. All right.
I love Dwayne Johnson.
So do I.
He's great. He's charismatic. He's not what I would, apart from his stature, he's just not what I would think of for Darkseid, but like a charismatic Darkseid instead of one that's just like,
that's what I'm saying. Darkseid,
evil, blah, blah, blah. That's a good take.
I'm thinking like what they're doing over at Marvel, what they're doing with Josh Brolin, right? Mm-hmm. He's charismatic, but he can do evil. I feel like Dwayne Johnson has that in him to do the like, I'm likable, but you can love how much you hate me or hate how much you love me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's got that in him.
I think he does too. That's know what the worst part about this segment called the movies that'll never exist? Hmm? Is that these movies will never exist.
Never exist!
Oh, this movie sounds so good. I want to see it.
I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with the outcome of this.
That was pretty good.
Like Tom Welling going up against Dwayne Johnson and saying, like, this is what I can do when I unleash.
Yeah. No, see, to me, that your first three really was what sold me. James Earl Jones as Martian Manhunter inspired.
Thank you.
Like, yeah.
With that voice. Because, like,
the Martian Manhunter being like, peace, love, dope.
I like Star Wars too.
Everything the light touches was Mars, but it's dead.
Oh, womp womp.
Oh, that's. I'm 100% on board for this.
All right. Wow. I am glad you enjoy it that much. I thought you'd fight me more. I thought you'd fight me more on the Batman pick, and I thought you'd fight me more on Tom Welling.
Tom Welling is the only one that I'd fight you for just because I'd like say, like, you could do originality, Frank. Like, come on. Like, if you right now had to say not someone who played Superman before, who would you pick?
I thought about Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer would be good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
almost
about Matt Bomer.
Almost Superman, Matt Bomer. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Played Superman in an animated movie.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Brainiac 1. Superman on Batman.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. I thought about him. I thought about a few people, but ultimately, I felt like what I want to see is I want to see Tom Welling get to do that in a movie and like really be Superman, you know, no flights, no tights, be damned.
Yeah. What a movie. Okay. So that you're right. Yours was the short version. Mine is several paragraphs. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it. Let's do it.
Are you ready? Okay. So I closed the app. Give me a second. I guess I really did close the app.
Oops, Beer with Geeks is brought to you by Closed Apps. Closing apps since 2018. Close apps today to feel what this is like.
Okay,
and now back to our show.
Okay, my cast is long, even though not everybody is in it for a long time. Okay,
so are you ready? When we were talking about this, I was like, so we're gonna do like this typical seven members of the Justice League, and you were like, I have 17 characters, and I was like, I'm gonna do seven.
Not all of them are heroes. Some of them are. Yeah. Some of them are villains.
Supporting cast and
supporting cast. Right. Okay. Justice League movie. Heroes first. Green Lantern, Clark Gable.
Which Green Lantern?
Hal Jordan.
Hal. Okay. Nice.
Hal Jordan.
Nice.
Clark Gable.
I like that.
Superman.
Huh?
Gregory Peck.
Ooh. Whoa. All right. Oh, wow. All right. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm listening.
Batman. Potentially, here's my controversial choice. Batman. Sidney Poitier.
Oh, no. That's not controversial. That's great.
Isn't
that's
that awesome?
Really good. That's really good.
Okay. Wonder Woman, Sophia Loren.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this is my controversial choice.
Uh-oh.
The Flash, Wally West, Jack Haley.
I don't know that I see Jack Haley as being anything fast ever.
Well, I mean, they all work out in photographs. You can't say that, you know. But have you ever seen Jack Haley be in anything but the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Oh, crap. I can't remember the name of the movie right now. But yes, I have seen him in at least one other film. Yes.
So he's in this movie called Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Yes, that's the movie.
And that was the movie that I was like, you're the Flash. You have this twinkle in your eye that tells me that you could do this part. Okay, but I'm going to keep going.
All right, press on.
Okay, the role of Alfred, Richard Harris.
Oh, great.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ooh.
Omar Sharif.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Talia al Ghul, Elizabeth Taylor.
Great. Really good. Really, really good. Solid.
Is Ra's al Ghul's kind of front man, you know, his one right hand man, Richard Kiel, who played Jaws in James Bond.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. Poison Ivy, Rita Hayworth.
Okay.
Mr. Mixit Pitlick, Gene Hackman.
That's so he would do that so much better than Lex Luthor. Sorry.
I know.
Much better.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, carry on.
Sinestro, Peter O'Toole.
So good.
Yep. Okay. Cheetah, Lauren Bacall.
Ooh, okay, I'm into that. Hey, wait, would Peter O'Toole have the little spray bottle from Supergirl the movie?
No.
Oh, all right.
I mean, it would be yellow and from the ring, so sure.
That's fine.
Whatever,
yeah. Sure. A little yellow ring construct of a spray bottle.
Reverse Flash.
Oh.
Michael York. Michael York played Basil Expedition in Austin Powers.
Oh, okay, yes.
But he also played Tybalt in Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet.
Got it.
And he played something else too, but it made me think of him. So, Catwoman, Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got two more.
Okay.
My last one potentially might be my most controversial choice.
All right.
Metallo, Christopher Walken. Exactly. Right. That's the laugh. There you go. So
my heart, it's made
Superman
of kryptonite.
It's made of kryptonite. I'm here to kill you because I'm a robot. I mean, I'm talking young Christopher Walken. I'm talking Deer Hunter Christopher Walken.
Okay. All right.
You got to think young. Don't think modern.
That's an important distinction. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes.
Okay. And then finally, Lex Luthor, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, no, I can see that. That's not controversial. I think that's great, actually. That's really smart. That's really...
Okay.
Come on. Like, you know, True Detective, that wasn't the best season of True Detective, but, like, he can pull that off. He can pull it off. I'm into that.
Watch the movie Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Oh,
And you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not just because he's bald in that movie, but that's what gave me the idea. But he can do it. It
right
would be
on.
Amazing.
Right on. No, I believe in him. I see that. I'm honestly more questioning like Gregory Peck as Superman than I am.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn
Gregory
is...
Gregory Peck was in a movie called Gentleman's Agreement.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. I haven't seen it.
In 1947, in which he plays this journalist who has to go undercover and pretend that he's Jewish for an assignment to understand like the racism of the time and blah,
okay.
blah, blah.
Okay.
But young Gregory Peck, like standing up for truth and justice. Like you watch that movie and you go, okay, yes, Superman right there. He's all there. Not Kill a Mockingbird, Gregory Peck or Captain Ahab or whatever.
Those are the things I think of. Yeah,
sure. Those are older Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
You know, think younger versions of themselves, you know,
yep.
They could do it. Okay. So here's the plot. You ready?
I'm ready. Is this an original story you've come
the
up with?
Original story.
Beautiful.
Here we go. I don't love all of it. Because I was reading it again this morning. I was like, nope, I changed that. No, change that. No, change that. But doesn't matter. Ra's al Ghul. Here's the setup. Ra's al Ghul is using poison ivy to overgrow the world's forestry, eliminating the human population. Al Ghul has enlisted the hijinks of Mr. Misapitlik to throw off the Justice League, so they think the extra fauna is due to the fifth dimensional imp. Okay?
Okay.
So, the film opens with the League fighting various villains alone, all worried about hurrying up and getting somewhere. Batman's fighting Catwoman, Superman's fighting Metallo, Wonder Woman's fighting Cheetah, Green Lantern's fighting Sinestro, and the Flash is fighting the Reverse Flash. But everybody is kind of able to wrap up all their fights when they need to, and we learn the League is gathering to celebrate Christmas. However, the party is interrupted when the League is thrown into disarray when strange happenings go all over the planet. These different odd events split the League into teams, but it's Superman who discovers Mixie. Once the League figures out Mixie is just a play by Al Ghul to trick Superman tricks him back to the fifth dimension, Batman seeks out Talia Al Ghul, currently the head of LexCorp.
Oh.
She has taken CEO power while Lex is in prison. So Batman goes to find out where Ra's is. He insists on going alone because he and Talia, so Batman, So then you get Elizabeth Taylor talking to City Poitier, just pointing that out. That's just
sweet.
The thing that's going to happen.
I like it.
At LexCorp, Batman is confronted by Talia's ninja man bats. Batman calls for support, but not before he's injured. As everyone rushes to help, the League does battle with the man bats, but not before Flash's leg is snapped. Talia confesses to the League that her father is using LexCorp tech and the Lazarus Pit to enhance Poison Ivy's natural abilities, but she won't give up the location. The League has set up Lex, so he's in prison, and which is why Talia has control over the company. Meanwhile, Superman and Wonder Woman go to confront Lex in prison, hoping he can give them the info on his tech to help them track it. Once Lex learns that he was deceived and set up, and that's why he's in prison, he gives the Justice League what they want to track down the tech. Back in the Batcave, after Batman and the Flash are patched his tech to Machu Picchu. Because of Batman's sustained injuries, he dons a new suit to help him fight. Because the suit isn't subtle, and they need to sneak into the base, and Flash's leg is broken, the League enlists the aid of Catwoman. Her thief abilities, plus her friendship with Poison Ivy, could come in handy.
Smart.
The League takes off for Machu Picchu, leaving the Flash behind to heal, albeit rapidly. Catwoman successfully breaks into the hidden fortress under the historic site and tracks down Ivy. Catwoman discovers Ivy, but fails to appeal to her human side. The alarm is set, and the League rushes in to help Catwoman, but not before Ivy mind controls her. Ra's confronts them, explaining there is no better time to bring about the new world than on the winter solstice, the celebration of the new dawn, which is why the movie's set at Christmas.
At Christmas.
Christmas, right.
Because but at Christmas, you tell the truth.
Exactly, because you tell the truth at Christmas, right? But Ra's also reveals his contingency plan for the League, the five villains we saw at the beginning of the film. So Catwoman's now mind-controlled. Cheetah is fine with a greener world because whatever. Metallo is metal and only cares about the death of Superman. Sinister's like, not my planet, don't care. And Reverse Flash is like, I'm a time traveler. I can go whenever I want. I don't care what you do right now. And so they all fight the League, which is why they were so easily dispatched before. They were just a setup. The League fights the villains as Ra's continues to empower Ivy and spread the green out from South America. We see the monstrous flora and fauna growing up around cities, completely loving skyscrapers, blah, 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 all the stuff. All seems lost as the Justice League battles with everyone, but then the Flash runs in, recovered, because of the Speed Force, which helps the team rally and repel back everyone. Green Lantern sets up a, like, construct bomb inside Metallo, having Wonder Woman fling him into the Lazarus Pit, causing a massive explosion, which halts the progress of the plants, but also starts the collapse of the fortress. Everyone, hero and villain, make a run for it as Batman and Ra's sword fight with everything crumbling around them, because you gotta have Batman and Ra's al Ghul sword fight. Rumble falls on Ra's, but there is no body. Flash zips Batman out just in time. The day is won. Merry Christmas to all, the end.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Bombs and Christmas.
Bombs and Christmas. So the whole reason I wanted to do this whole setup is because I watched a movie with Clark Gable in it, where he called Test Pilot, where he plays a test pilot.
Oh, right.
And he's basically Hal Jordan without ever getting the Green Lantern ring.
I feel like you said that on the Academy Rewind.
Episode. Whole movie, he crash lands and he's worth the leather jacket and he's full of himself and he's brash and this, but he's still kind of charming and like all this stuff. I was like, he'd be a great Green Lantern. Oh my God, who else could I cast? And that's kind of where this all came from. Don't love all my choices. I kind of went with my first instinct and never really went back to change anything.
Oh, interesting.
So as opposed to like going, oh no, what this, that, but I particularly like Clark Gable's Green Lantern, City Poitier's Batman, Omar Sharif as Ra's, Richard Harris as Alfred, Mixie as and Gene Hackman I particularly like.
Those are all good. Those are all really good. You know who else would be a really good Ra's? Yul Brynner.
Oh, Yul Brynner would be a good,
right?
Yeah, he would be a good Ra's al Ghul. Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, so that was the game. We could do this again with other franchises, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we've done similar things where we did, like, you know, the Star Trek as superheroes recasting thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've done similar sort of playing around with this stuff, but this is I like this format for it. And this is a fun sort of brain teaser, a good like mental exercise.
Yeah. I think I think stretching outside of, like, you know, because we, as fans of things, we always talk about, like, oh, who would be good in this? Oh, you know, they want to recast so and so. Who would be great? You know, so I think it's fun to really think outside the box here. That's why I really was your Donald Glover, your Dwayne Johnson. Like, those are in some ways outside the box thinking.
Sure.
So it would be kind of interesting to almost set. We had no parameters for this one, you know, like, we could pick anybody at any time, but it would be interesting to, you know, see, like, you know, like, next time, like, I went through pretty much like an older cast. So, you know, maybe, like, I have to do a younger cast next time and you have to do an older cast.
Oh, yeah. 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 That would be fun. That actually would be really cool. Yeah. Alpha. Giving it, or even if we did by, like, decade and said, okay, we both have to pick people from, like, the 70s or whatever, and go with that. You know, I for a moment, I thought about Clint Eastwood as Batman.
Yeah, 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 I can definitely.
Right?
Yep, I can definitely see that.
I toyed with that idea. I had him written down for a few minutes and then decided that Clooney deserved a shot.
Clooney deserves another chance, man.
I mean, think he does. I would really love to see that happen. I really would. Like, sincerely, dream casting aside, jokes aside, I think it'd be really cool if they decided to do, like, we're going to turn the Burton, you know, Bruckheimer thing into a serious gritty reboot. As much as I'm wary of gritty reboots, I could see that being one that could really work well. Even if they had frickin' Burton direct it again.
Would love, see, if you're gonna have, like, Burton come back and redo something, you might as well, you should bring Michael Keaton back.
Keaton,
in.
Like, yeah,
because that feels like the end. That feels like a cycle, you know. Like, I wouldn't want to,
a bookend.
Yeah, if that's a nice bookend, you know, I'd like that's to fair. See where that. I wish, you know the DC used to do those. They still do digital first comics, weekly comics, but, like, they used to do the tie-ins more regularly.
Yes.
You know, like, the Smallville had its season, whatever, and Buffy had its season, whatever, from another company. I would love that. I would love more adventures.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cause they did the Smallville, they did Adventures of Superman. They did Batman 66. They did Wonder Woman 77.
Mm-hmm.
Those were great.
Yeah, I would love Batman 89 or Batman 92, whatever you wanted to call it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was, like, that they barely, because, I mean, Batman Forever is a soft reboot, so, like, you don't have to follow Forever or Batman and Robin. You could just kick it off from Batman Returns, and what else were you going to do?
I agree. Like,
yeah, I would love to see what else is in that world, even if it's not a film. I don't need a film, but I would love to see what else is, you know, because especially Burton's visual style, or Anton First the production designer?
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's such an adaptable style for an artist, you know, it's something to really play with and work with. So I would, I'd love to see that.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Anton First died in 1991?
Yeah, he died pretty much right after.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
He was only like 50 years old.
Yeah, Batman 89 is one of his last.
Wow.
Might be his last thing, actually.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah. I know. So sad. So much untapped
potential.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, on that sad note, you can find us at Beer with Geeks on Twitter, Gmail, and Facebook. You can rate and review us on iTunes. You can find us on Patreon, and you can find us at ThoughtBubbleAudio.com, where all of our ThoughtBubble audio shows are, including Academy Rewind, Tolkien TV Talk, Supergirl TV Talk, Hate Watch with Us, Starkville's House of El Krypton, and probably more that I forgot. No, I think that was everything.
We have so many shows. Agreed.
I know. It's just crazy. So I think that about wraps it up from me. How about yourself there?
I agree. Thank you to everyone for supporting us over at patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio. We appreciate that. And for listening to all of our shows. But I think that wraps it up. So, Tim, until next time, cheers.